And
What
well, we could
is happening?
be.
What is this event?
Okay.
It's
Well,
very
this
exciting, Jeff.
it relates to the multiple literacies course I've been teaching, and I teach this course in two different venues, sort of. One of them, actually, it was requested in 2003, I think, by the TESOL Inc., and they wanted me to teach this course in multiple literacies for the Principles and Practices of Online Teaching course program. And they have in that program, Kate could tell you more about the program actually than I could, but multiple literacies was one of the courses they envisaged, and they just asked me to teach it, and I agreed and boned up on multiple literacies after that and found out quite a lot about it. And anyway, but I mean, it's basically kind of what we've been doing. It's kind of like MOOCing, you know, we've been doing this by different names, but well, in if you go in the late 90s, the London group coined the term multiple literacies to as a way of coping with the you know, some of the new literacies people are having to learn in the new digital age. So, in any event, it turns out to be a pretty robust paradigm, I think, and it's been addressed. I mean, it's just so interesting. The course is constantly evolving, but one of my latest
You
two different
froze.
venues. I also teach it. Sorry?
No, it looked like you locked up for a minute. Sorry.
Okay. I also teach it for the Electronic Village Online sessions. And, Robin is in the chat. That's great. Okay, she's in the text chat. I guess she's listening to the stream. But maybe she doesn't know how to get into the Hangout. Maybe you could put
Maybe
the
she
link
wasn't
in the.
invited. Take care of
Yeah,
that.
okay. Okay, well, anyway, so the course has evolved into where I'm sort of running it on MOOC precepts, which I think, as I said, we've been doing all along, but at least, you know, as people, George Siemens and Stephen Downs and Dave Cormier and others have at least formalized some of these precepts and shown us how they are actually create great learning environments, I think. Kind of like webheads, it doesn't really work for everybody. Some people want to be directed, and other people are more self-directed. So for really self-directed people like Kate and Robin, then you know, the MOOC course structure seems to work very well. And of course, we've been talking a lot about that in the Hangouts we've had lately, with Lisa Lane, for example, who's running a similar course. And so one of the and that's kind of the framework for the course, but then the assessment I've started using the last two times I ran the course were e-portfolios. I think I actually started using them many years ago, but I actually made them a formal part of the assessment the last time I did this 1 year ago for the PPOT course program.
What form does the
So,
e-portfolio take?
well, it's a little, it's whatever you want it to be. I like yours, Jeff, actually, that jefflebeau.net. That's a really nice e-portfolio. But basically, it's just, in my case, it's kind of a sidebar on my advanced education blog at blogspot.com. And, you know, it's just kind of the story of your life and so many links. But as far as the course is concerned, I just ask the students to please say what you want to learn from the course, and then think of a plan for how you can achieve what you want to learn, and then document that by the end of the course. And it's a 4 week course, and the EVO sessions is 5 weeks. It works kind of well. It worked last time I did it. We had about, oh,
Oh, good.
great. Here's Robin. Yeah. I had probably about eight active participants, and it was a nice group. Hi, Robin. How are you? But this time around, we had six people enrolled. Two people dropped out almost immediately, leaving us four participants. And the two of those four just haven't touched in at all. I don't think I've seen any email from them hardly or anything. Maybe that you've Robin and Kate have detected some interaction from the other two. But the two who are remaining and who are pictured in the middle of your screen here are some of the best participants you could ask for. I mean, they are really, you know, very active, and they're just making the course go really well. And they both produced e-portfolios, which is, well, that was kind of the matriculation of the course. If I had, say, 10 or 20 people doing them, I would give them the option of coming here and presenting on the last day of the course. This is October 2nd, 2011. Happens to be the very last day of this course. It's graduation time. And and these, Robin and Kate, of course, pass with flying colors. But anyways, it's passing. An e-portfolio suggests that you're passing your own on your own criteria, you know, which is kind of what learning should be. If you're trying to learn what you want to learn, and that's what George Siemens articulates so nicely, and some of the things he says about the MOOCs. So yeah, basically, we can have Robin and Kate just tell a little bit about what they did, and you know, what they show us, what they've come up with as their e-portfolios, or what progress they've made on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you want to do this? I did a small PowerPoint to go over stuff that's not on my blog. Did you want to do screen sharing? Did I read, or how were we going to try to do that?
We got extras going on here, Jeff.
No, this is not a hangout with extra, but maybe this could be a pop graduation quiz. The graduates need to form a hangout with extra.
Robin! What's going on with Robin? There's a prowler in her house. Hi, Mr. Albers.
Oh, I suspect Robin is having an audio issue.
Oh, so what did you say, Jeff?
I was saying this is a regular hangout, and uh-huh. I started this because I like the display better. The regular uh-huh. hangout has the horizontal tiles, the with extras has the vertical one, but we don't have the presentation sharing or the screen sharing. And if we're going to be sharing e-portfolios, the extras might be nice, because not only could you show your PowerPoint, or is it a Google Doc or is it a PowerPoint? Either way, you could share
either
with
way.
Extras.
But it's like such a no big deal. I could even read off what I did, unless Robin had something.
I don't know. Being so multi-literate, I'm kind of, you know, I'm thinking we should do some razzle-dazzle.
Well, if you're game, you look like you're ready
well,
to go.
And I'm thinking this is a great task for you guys to form your own hangout and invite us.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Robin, can you hear us?
Do we have the time? Hi, Robin.
Well, there's a big smile.
Yeah.
Must be hearing us.
So you hear us, but we're not hearing you.
Well, I'm not seeing her lips.
Can you hear me now?
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Robin.
Thank goodness.
Yay.
I was getting a stream from baseball. I didn't think you were talking about baseball. You weren't, were you? Were you talking about crowds going wild and stuff like that at one point?
No, we weren't even betting.
Okay. All right. Hi. Hi. Sorry
Hi,
for the delay.
Nice
here
to
I
meet
am.
You.
Hi, Kate.
So we were just talking about, did you have anything to do on a screen share, like a
I did. Why, it doesn't look like I don't see anything for a screen share right now on this.
Well, Jeff was going to tutor us and make us, that was going to be our extracurricular graduation.
Excellent. Let's go.
So, okay. So
good.
Robin gets 2 gold stars.
Yeah. She's very brave.
First
We're becoming
you.
So tech.
I know. This is so exciting.
I really do love Google, though.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I can ask now.
Sure.
I have just a very small window. Is there a way for me to enlarge her screen and minimize the view, the people?
Yeah, you just click on my screen, on me, on my face, like with the screen I'm showing you. Doesn't that work? That's how it worked last time for me.
Hmm. I'm getting just a top quarter of it. I'm not seeing it full size. Wait a second. Let me try something here. And while I'm trying this, Robin, will you tell me who your learners are? Are they adults? Are they university?
Sure. I teach in Abu Dhabi in the Gulf, and so my students are all female. They're 17, 18 years old. It's their first experience with university. But when I say university, they're not quite university the way that you would think. They're more like high school. So they're very teacher-oriented, centered, and a little bit immature, but, you know, kind of happy to be in university. They don't like to work, and they are very social and lovely, lovely girls. Love to talk about my hair and their hair. It's lots of fun. But as far as being independent learners, I really have to kick them to get them going. So that's what this class has been really helpful in doing. Is that good?
Yeah. Tell us how you did it.
Oh,
how did you kick them into action?
In the rear to go. Well, I showed them what I was doing with this wiki that you see in front of you. And so I had an About Me page, my favorite links, things that I've been doing with this TESOL course, like principles and practices of online teaching. And I made a class. So I'm going to see if I can click. If I click on this class, do you see them? Or is
yes.
It, no, you do. Oh, it uploads to this right now? Do you see this?
Okay,
welcome,
monitor,
students.
Yes, but I'm still
welcome
just getting accorded.
Level 7 FA.
Yeah, still rezzing into.
I would suggest making the Hangout full screen if you haven't already. And
my Hangout or theirs?
Theirs.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do. Oh, I know. Well, no.
And then click on Robin's little square in
the. Yeah. And then it's large, as large as it can possibly be.
And I have to say, I'm quite, like, when I did the sharing before, I was not that impressed with the screen quality, but now that I've gone full screen, it's really quite nice. It's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can read it.
I can read it, yeah, but it's still a quarter, but we'll see. Do you all see me over on the side? Like I have squares that are like 2, 3 by 2 inches going down, so that takes part of the screen.
The other thing, and I haven't quite figured out exactly how this works.
It's my dog.
In the very upper right, do you have a little invite and a red plus? When I click the speaker goes full screen.
Yeah, that happened too. I was hoping it would minimize. Well, that's okay, Robin. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're right.
I see enough.
How do you get it back?
Click the settings, the little gear.
Okay.
It's not optimal, but it works.
Cool.
Okay, now I want it back again. I just did. Oh, maybe if I put exit.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yay!
Okay. All right, let me do this fast so that it doesn't go away anymore. Okay, so on the right, on the slide, on the sidebar, you'll see FA 2011. Mm-hmm. I see it, so I'm going to click on it. Maybe it's easier to show you what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And because, Vance, my students need it step by step by step, I said exactly what they should put in their ME portfolio. So I explained what a ME portfolio is, and what I was trying to say is that we have to start learning together, and we must never stop learning. So because their English is very good as far as speaking is concerned. They really need a lot of work in listening, reading, and writing. So I asked them to make links on each of their pages, and I put all of them at the bottom of this page. Do you see their names down here?
Yes.
Can you see that? All right. I really like what Aisha's done, and I also like what Rauda's done. So I'm going to show the two of these students as my showcase students right now. They're just starting. They're on week 2. So the first week, I asked them to do their About Aisha's page. And they love photography in the UAE because, you know, they're so it's the best way for them to express themselves because they're so sheltered. So these are some pictures of the UAE. That's Ras Al Khaimah. Other pictures that she takes of where she lives. So she's sharing these pictures, and then she told me about things that she likes to do. And things that she dislikes, guess what? Homework, of course. And she loves candy, like most girls in the school. And so it was basically just pictures, and all of the girls love this. There's some Quran, I'm assuming, and henna that she likes to do. So they can't show pictures of themselves, but they can show pictures of their hands and stuff. So this was very good. They liked to comment on each other's pages, which I have been encouraging. So this was just a way to open them up to the idea of a wiki and to help them understand how to add photos, how to add links and stuff like that. Now, what's really important for their learning is their journal. And so, yes, Kate, you're going to interrupt, I think, or talk? No? Okay. Can you all hear me still?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Just making sure because you're
so sorry,
quiet.
I muted my mic.
Okay.
No, I was just reading her English. I was just, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, here's her journals right now. She loves to put in lots of pictures. And I didn't like her first entry because she just listed things, the words that she learned. There was no reflective thought process there. But on the second one, I was really happy to see that she started at least writing down some rules. We were comparing what in if, unless and if. So that was pretty good. And now she's starting to look at this. She's finally starting to get it. Today we practiced listening test with the teacher, and I failed this practice test because of the accent that the lady used, British accent. I couldn't hear her well. And she didn't organize her notes, and she needs practice more. So because of that, we started looking at different sites that she could look at for practicing accents, and she found Ello on her own, and so she's going on by herself, and now she's starting to do that as well. So they're starting to find grammar links, and they're starting to share them and visit each other's pages. And so their assignment to this week is to do 7 by the end of this week. They have to have a total of 7 journal entries. They have to visit each other 10 times and leave comments, and they have to also have a total of 20 links, which can include their own writing too, which I've been using from Vance doing titanpad.com. So I'm really happy with their progress, and they're really starting to use this, which I'm not actually surprised about, because Arabic students tend to be more community oriented. Like as a Canadian, I'm much more individualistic. I like to do my own thing, and I don't like to share very much, but these girls love to share. So you'll see that, look at this. I'm really impressed that the student has done so much work so quickly. So that's what I've been working on. And I have one more thing from Vance that I learned, and that is titanpad.com. Have you used it, Kate, at all?
No, I was reading your blog, and it sounds really good, but I will try it soon.
Amazing. I would like to share it with you, but let me see if I can. All right.
How many hours a week do you see these students?
Every day, 4 hours.
And my question was, how computer literate did they come into the class with? Are they allowed to have iPhones and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a laptop in university, so every student is issued a laptop.
So
and it's wireless throughout the university, and they all have their, iPhones, and they have, and if they don't bring their computer because it's too heavy, they bring their iPads. They're literate as far as this is concerned. They needed help with understanding how to figure out the wiki, like adding pages and stuff like that, but they're fast and they're confident, so that's good. And it doesn't take long. PBWorks is really good.
I think they like this kind of thing. I've always found the students, they might create their own avatars. You know, you said they can't put their pictures up, but they could create avatars and go to Mangatar or something like that, and they can create cartoon characters and make themselves a cartoon character, and kind of like we put up our Second Life avatars, if they're creating cartoons, they could be one of the personalities in the cartoons, and that would sort of take on their personality.
I tried that Voki that you had on your one of your blogs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was very easy to set up and kind of customize an avatar, and you can put it on your own page, Robin.
Oh, okay.
Very easy. And you can be an animal, or you could be a female and choose your hair color and everything.
Yeah.
And then you record. It has the audio that you record your message in, and then the avatar speaks.
Neat.
Yeah, so that's a good
So then does the avatar speak in her voice or in
her
the
recording.
Student's voice? In her recording.
No, the student, yeah, she records. Or the student records, you know, what, like mine says, hello, this is Vance. How do you like my new Voki? You know, so that's just my recording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's your words, but it's not your voice, right?
My voice.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's just a little audio file.
Your voice or the mechanical voice.
Well, I think that some of them would prefer to have a mechanical voice because they're funny. You know, sometimes they say, oh, no, I'm not allowed to have my voice out here because I'm not protected and stuff like that. Anyway, can you see my page right now? Does it say todaysmeet.com?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, wow. This is so cool. So I can navigate all over the place. Do you use todaysmeet.com? Have you ever used this?
No, okay. To learn from you.
Oh, this is my favorite tool. Oh, this is called back channeling. So I started, and you can keep it for 1 month or as long as you want, or a year. And sometimes my students are at home, absent, and they can chat with us on this web page or on this channel, because this is my Robin Level 7-1 class. You could name it anything you want and it'll stay there. So let me just show. I use this for vocabulary games, for one thing. Like, for example, I'm going to get here. She is. We were learning the word tolerant, tolerate, tolerance, intolerable. So what I do is I set the girls up into teams of 5 or 6, 3 people in a team, and I'll write the sentence like, you see this one right here? She is blank of babies crying. I was looking for the word tolerant, meaning she accepts it. Rhoda was the first person with tolerate. Tolerance, nope. Tasneem, nope. Tolerant, yay, Mesna. Do you see how they come up like that? So it's the first person to type it in correctly and with the right word form gets a point for the class. And the team that wins gets a homework pass. They don't have to do homework later. This is another great reason why I like it is I can post websites that I want them to follow because oftentimes with my students, you know, they spell it wrong, they forget to put a dot or they put a comma instead of a dot, and it takes forever to get my students to go to a website, but I can just snap it right in here and my students can follow it. So that's great. That's really great for that. Students often ask questions. I'm just quickly, Miss May I leave the class? I have an urgent call from my student. Okay, though that was my example. All right.
Are you tolerant of girls leaving your class?
Yes.
Or are
I
you
am.
Intolerant?
I am tolerant. I'm tolerant. I tell them just to leave. If they're not going to pay attention, they might as well be out of here. Okay, Titan Pad. Here we go. So I set up my class with 6 groups, and I gave them all different topics to write in. And I was very happy with, well, all of them actually, but I'll give an example of group 6. So you can see that Fatma was obviously the main writer. She wrote everything. And I wasn't so pleased with that because she's in blue. And my explanations are in yellow. So for example, as she's writing, I could say, I don't like this sentence. So I can write it right here. I am not happy with this. Could you change it, please? Okay. And so my comments come in at the same time as her writing. It's fantastic. And also, I can see that someone was blue down here, line 10 is blue, and then it turned to turquoise. So that means that they were actually collaborating at the same time and writing the essay at the same time. So this shows me, first of all, who's been writing more than the others, and I can make comments. And also, they have saved revisions. So you can see what it looked like, view, 5 days ago, what it started to look like. And you can see that they, two of them were correcting each other's sentences. I can see turquoise, I can see blue. And sometimes students end up erasing the whole thing. So I can play the time. You see this play button right here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See that? It shows exactly what was going on. Yes?
Yeah. You can slide the slider anywhere. Mm-hmm. Are you aware that any of those points on the slider has its own URL?
Yes, and then I could just paste it to them and say, go to this one, right? Go to this area.
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic. I love that. And I also really love that you can import and export anything. So, for example, I could, I don't want to hurt, I won't. I can import a grammar lesson right away from my computer, like let's see, this isn't my work computer, I don't have any vocabulary things here, but if I did, I could bring up the handout instead of printing it out. I can put it up here, they can do the handout, and then they can save it on Microsoft Word and keep it for a later date. I've also been working with massive group sentence structure, because my students have a really hard time with their sentence structure. So here, I divided it into group A and group B, and I asked them to write sentences with the same word. So for the first group, appealing was the word. So Mariam said she looks appealing today, and I wrote, yep, perfect. Story was appealing. Beautiful. And you can see all of their different colors and their comment, their sentence structure. So I'm very, very happy with TitanPad.com. And so that is what I've taken from this course. Plus, thank you, Kate, so much and Vance for teaching me about Google Reader. I don't have headaches anymore from opening my email. So that was really useful for me. And I feel a lot more literate. Look at me doing Google Hangouts and sharing web pages. This is just
starting
fantastic.
Your own Hangouts.
With extras. Uh-huh. So it's been really useful. So that's what I've taken from this class. Is there any comments or questions that you'd like to ask?
I have a question and a comment. If you really get on Google, you can, you know, it's so integrated. The Google Docs you can share, but also you can use, there's templates that a lot of teachers have already made. And for example, you can keep your students' grades or their attendance all on a spreadsheet. So my question is, I'm just trying to imagine, in the class you're using the wiki for them to create their own portfolios.
That's
Do you
right.
open up this TitanPad every day, I mean the meeting live,
yes.
and conduct the meeting first in text?
Yes. Yes.
Are you all in the same lab, or is this distance?
Yeah, it's all face-to-face.
Okay.
We're all in the same class. And I just used that meeting spot, todaysmeet.com, as a way to open up the class, like, see, good morning, with a big smiley face. And I'm like, okay, let's get started. And so I often, like, I'm talking to them, but also chatting with them this way. Like, for example, below I said, I was talking about my weekend. Mine was exhausted. I got dehydrated and I felt sick, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's terrible. But this is a great way to, that's terrible for you, but this is a great way to offer tech support while you're doing face-to-face.
Absolutely. It is. It's fantastic for face-to-face classes.
URLs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you go over to TitanPad to work on grammar exercises and writing?
Mm-hmm. I do. And then when there's time, extra time in the class, or if a student finishes her work early, I can say, go start working on your wiki, do some more work on that. So it's also a fallback that I always have something for them to do.
Have you looked or have you used or looked at Edmodo or Yammer, two other tools similar to this one. Yeah. Okay.
And what is Edmodo? Edmodo is sort of like the educational Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah, something similar to that.
Is that right?
Today's meet asynchronous as well? If someone comments, you can go in and. Do you have to start the meeting, or does it record everything?
I don't think that's what you want me to check out.
Edmodo.
Edward Modo. Modo. Yeah, that's it. Edmodo.com.
Uh-huh. Right. Sorry. It is. It's synchronous, but it can be asynchronous because if they can go back and read it all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're meaning, Vince? Asking me?
Yeah, they go back and read it, and then if they have questions overnight, they can post there, and you'll see it when you log on.
Unfortunately, their teacher isn't as dedicated as you, because when I turn off my computer at 3 o'clock, it doesn't usually turn on until I'm back in class. But it could work. Like if I was teaching online, I could be there more often, or if I put it to my phone, I could definitely.
Can you have more than one class going so that you check in and you can see 4 or 5 different classes in one
I'd have to make different class groups. So I'd have level 7-1, mm-hmm. level 7-2. Sure, I could do that. I just name it a different chat room.
Uh-huh. Yeah, chat here, area. when you're a teacher, you can set up mm-hmm. different groups. Each group gets a code and... Mm. So the students have to have the code to get into the class. So, and you'll see all your different groups are all arrayed in one place, and then you can go to them, and use them in class in the same way that you're using GoToMeeting. Is that mm-hmm. what it's called?
Today's meet.
Today's meet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a nice interface. I can't remember the other affordances off the top of my head, but the one that the students kind of liked was Yammer, and they liked Yammer because it looked a bit like Facebook, and they thought that was cool.
Yammer,
yeah.
Yammer.
Yes, uh-huh. Yammer.com.
Okay.
And I think Yammer, there might have been a reason because maybe it was the free part of it wasn't so robust. I'm not really sure. I only used it one semester.
So this is Facebook just for your class and nobody else. But can they share it with their friends like outside of our workspace?
I don't think so. This one, as you see, it's to connect with your coworkers. So it supposed to be something that's all of these are have walled gardens. They create walled gardens. Mm. So just like Postgres can do, you can also do that with Postgres. They have to have a code in order. You can set it up so they have to log in to see it, and they have to be an invited member of that group. Mm-hmm. So all of these kind of make little back channels, but I haven't tried today's meet, although Edmodo and Yammer are okay, but I find the disadvantage with all of those tools is that they're not really part of your workflow. So it's actually better if you use Twitter and then get the students onto Twitter, because then you don't have to, what you can do is you can create a list of the students in your class, and you can have a by looking at the list, you add them to different lists, each one for the class. And, of course, the students can go to those lists. The lists have URLs, so you can see what each person is feeding into the list. It's a place it's a space you're more likely to visit in the course of your everyday life than what I was doing. Is I was going to Edmodo. Oh, yeah, check Edmodo, So I'd find messages from 5 days ago, the students needed help with something. And unfortunately, it wasn't as seamless as if you actually pick a tool that everybody is really using.
Yeah, I'm now in Twitter, but I am not someone that actually goes to Twitter. I'm kind of like you with, I have to go to Twitter, and I'll go and I'll check it every couple of days and go, oh, right, I should be. It's probably because I haven't found like a following that I'm really, really learning from quite yet. So I've got to get back into that.
Yeah, if you really want to see Twitter in action, use it as, at a conference. That's where, you know, you have a conference tag and the people that you interact with at conferences, it can bring a conference together. And then you can see, I mean, it brings certain people in the conference together. I mean, you're tweeting that you're in a session and someone else is tweeting they're in the same session, and you look around the room, oh, yeah, that's that person over there, you know. So it brings the people who are tweeting together.
Okay.
And I think that sort of, if you can get that going in your class, you know, that, that's a...
But that would serve a different function than what I think she's using today's Meet. I mean, today's Meet kind of has that nice interactive game show activity thing that I don't think Twitter would work as well for. And I just, I mean,
yeah, you're right. The dialogue,
I like the look
class
of this.
Dialogue.
I like the fact that it's so light. And I think it works on everybody's browser, everybody's platform. You don't have to register.
That's what I love about it.
We should use this for EdTech Talk or something.
It's just straight line, easy to find, and it's
It's automatically
Twitter's
archived.
Good though for like dropping hints to the students or doing word games. You could put a definition, ask them to tweet the word to the definition.
Oh, yeah.
Little games like that, but unless they're already there using it.
And then there's always the issue of like, you know, how many different places do you want them?
Yeah.
Like, I use a lot of Google tools just so, like, they have the same login and the same password. And but, you know, there's functionality in today's Meet that's not in the Google universe. And the other one, the document.
TitanPad?
Yeah.
TitanPad's very cool.
You know,
I was trying
kinda like Google
to
Docs,
decide.
But got some functionality that Google Docs doesn't.
Well, that's
Google
the reason
Bot
why I like...
TitanPad, or Google Bot, sorry. Yeah, anyway, Google bought the company that made Etherpad. It's called Etherpad. TitanPad. It was an open source code.
It's my
Google
mic
bought
on.
The company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Robin, have you had other of the TESOL courses? Have we been in one together before?
No, I don't think so, Kate. I've
is
taken.
This the first one?
This is my fifth.
Really?
I've been taking it over 2 years, and so I have one more to go, and then it's
too.
The certificate one. So I start it, I think, next week.
Me too. So we'll be in that together.
Oh, good, good, good.
Because
good.
You have VoiceThread, which I love VoiceThread. I think it's
haven't
very
used
cool.
it at all.
They didn't teach you that?
Yeah, I did everything. I just it didn't stick with me. You know how you find a tool and make it your own? Didn't catch that one.
They were always having us try to do what happens in TitanPad with Microsoft Word, and Microsoft Word is pretty kludgy, and trying to learn that real-time editing tool. Now, TitanPad's different than a wiki in that TitanPad is real-time, right? A wiki, it's asynchronous.
Right.
Yeah, Google Docs is a wiki, and so is TitanPad. But they're both they can be written on, you know, by numerous users, and they update on the fly.
Wikis also.
Well, a wiki isn't
if you
a wiki.
Have three people editing the same wiki page. Do you see them typing as they type?
Well, that depends on the robustity of the wiki and. The Google Docs had it where, and then TitanPad or Etherpad actually came along and made what you're trying to do in Google Docs. I mean, I did experiments with faculty members. We would all go in a meeting. We would go into Google Docs to test it, and five or six people trying to write on the same document at the same time, it was just impossible. You know, it just was so clunky.
Seems and then, like it would be.
But with Etherpad or all those clones. TitanPad being one, that it's just so fluid, you know. It just you can just do. There's so many things you can do with it.
Hmm.
It's getting kind of like we've been here for a little over an hour, and I'd really like to hear what Kate's up to.
Me too.
So maybe we could,
me too.
Yeah.
And I just
want
to say one like thank you, Robin. That was great. You helped me plan my call class this week, and wow,
See, it paid off staying up till 1 a.m, right? Okay, now I already have ready to go, so all I have to do is invite you
Excellent.
All, right? Or can I just
share
can we
screen?
Just share. Can I just share the screen rather than go through a whole?
Good, good, good.
Okay.
It's like show and tell.
Now I have to do what Robin went through, and I
have
to
fun.
Blinking all over the place. Okay, here the first thing, I looked this up while I see. Vance was talking to you.
Oh, there it is.
There's the Vokey.
Oh.
This is the Vokey that I made based upon, so you see it's very easy to make. You create it, it's very fast. And then you record your little podcast. And I'm not going to play it, but I just thought I'd show that to you. So I could choose the hair color. The background is their default. Do you have animals and that sort of thing? It's just a little gimmick. But it seems like you have that age group.
Yes. They'd love this.
Yeah. And then it's just a little podcast. So you hit record. And then you don't have to publish it. I emailed it to a few people. I was just curious. I guess they have lesson plans. I don't think there's a whole lot there. But, you know, so they can put that on their little wiki and do their own voice. Now, I'm going to stop recording. Now, I opened up multiple windows so I could make this fluid, and now I realized when I said share screen, I went through what Robin had. There's a million windows. Now, what I did was I figured that a lot of... Here, let me just back up here.
You could also share the desktop, in which case whatever you're looking at, we're looking at.
Okay. You don't think I'll make you nauseous?
Well, most of the good rides
so far
do.
It's been okay.
If it's like my husband with the TV remote, you'll be screaming. I watch like 4 programs at once.
That was a good comeback, Jeff.
I didn't hear what you said.
He says,
see all the windows you see.
He said, most of the good rides do make you nauseous.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, that did not work. Let me give you a little introduction that I had written out so that I would know what I was going to say. I didn't know whether we were going to be talking about what we did or reflect on the course, so I did a little bit of both. And my process for learning, I'm going to get out of the web heads right now because there's just too many screens open, if that's okay. So what I did, my process was I put a lot of stuff on my Pastos page, and I decided that those were already there. So what I did today was a little PowerPoint of 2 webinars that I went to, which was an overview. Because this is, I started back March or April trying to complete this TESOL course, so I've had back-to-back courses. Whoa. And I've been exposed to so many different applications. So what I tried to do on the Posterous page was apply some of the applications so that I can just practice, because I know that if you don't continue to use these, and that's why these cool casts and screen things are so helpful, if you don't continue to use, you get so rusty, and so it would be a waste. So I created a little movie on my Posterous page that took me 8 hours, and
Oh my gosh.
Did I have to edit a bunch? I mean, the editing, I need so much work on voice editing, so I cut out a bunch I didn't mean to, and then I got ready to load it yesterday and realized that I had taken part of a YouTube that I didn't ask permission, so I cut that out. Those are on my Posterous page, and part of my focus was learning how to use Posterous, which I'd always tried to avoid blogs. And then my second choice of focus was to look at assistive technologies for special learners, because the first week, and this is on my Posterous page, but the first week of this course when I was trying to decide, I was invited in world by a mutual friend in Second Life to come see a premiere or a trailer for a movie that's coming out in October called Log Into Life, and it's going to be it's a documentary looking at people using Second Life in World of Warcraft and what it means to them. And it's going to be in Germany in mid-October, and then whatever. So that's on my Posterous page, and there's a woman that is featured in that who has MS. Her name in Second Life is Gentle Heron, and she's been running an island called Virtual Abilities. And I don't know if Jeff and fans are familiar with that. But they won $10,000 from the company a couple years ago for innovation. And on this blog that you'll see, maybe I should open that up.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
That woman, well, yours. Yeah.
That woman sitting there, that particular website, Web to Life, Log On to Life, has a video of her presenting. She's an education researcher who got MS and has been doing a lot in Second Life. And I saw this, and it was a wonderful premiere, very touching. And I've been learning so many technologies that I realized, okay, first of all, English language learners are considered special needs in the U.S. in the school system. There was a time that before they were properly assessed, a lot of them were put in classes with other special needs before they realized it was a language issue and not another issue. But then I realized a lot of what they're learning for teaching special needs is stuff that we've already been taught as professionals for teaching ELLs. But then I realized, well, a lot of them may have hearing issues or vision issues, and if we're teaching online, I'd be curious to look into some of the assistive technologies or what's available. So that all happened the first or second week, and that's why I chose that as my focus. Mm-hmm. So that's all on the process page. And so for today, I just did a little, I attended two or three webinars. Let me move my screen and open that little PowerPoint that I did. Okay. I attended two webinars that happened to be offered, one through Education Week and one through E-Week.
Are you sharing your screen?
I'm about to.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to find the appropriate window. I'm going to minimize the Hangout window, right? I don't need it until I share it. There we go. Once I share it, I'll do that. Okay. But I tried, okay. For example, mm-hmm. I tried, we learned in reading and writing this book builder, and I tried putting something on book builder. One of our readings that Vance suggested I put in the book builder, that's on my posterous. I tried to open it today, and I saw you had to have a passcode, so I'll show that to you in a second. So this is a quick PowerPoint. I never use PowerPoint. My husband is a former web designer, print designer. He does all really nice, fancy PowerPoints, so I never have to do them. So this is just, I'm going to make this very brief. These are just highlights of two courses, webinars I attended during this course. I don't teach in K through 12. I don't want to teach K through 12 at this point in my life, but I was curious to see what's going on with them and how they're addressing special needs learners and any sort of technology. And at the time, this is the beginning of the school year, so this these two webinars and this special report came out, which was very handy. So my first point, the demographics you see here with the arrow, ELLs are the lowest of the special needs population in the U.S. that are being reached, which I thought, I'm just pulled the most interesting to me since this is my portfolio, but this is not on the posterous. So they, you know, the big headline of one of the speakers was, just because it goes into digital format does not make it accessible. And this, of course, is what we're learning and what we know and what we're seeing. And what I've been seeing as I've been trying the last 4 years of learning about teaching online is, it's really amazing what people call online education is just throwing up a textbook. The population covered in that special report, and I'll be happy to send the full reports or the full PowerPoints if anyone's interested. The autistic learners, ELLs, and advanced students were the ones considered special needs. And the bottom line is, classes weren't designed for this group in mind. They still don't have training components for the instructors when they buy the technology. The tech matrix I thought was interesting. It's a tool that educators can search for assistive technology by the content area, which would be interesting.
Why is an ELL considered a special needs person? Like, it's not like a mental or physical special need, right?
Right, but for a long time in the American schools, before they had proper assessment tools, they were, a lot of the ELLs were lumped into there until they finally figured out how to assess them properly. Hmm. And it's interesting that when I went to see special needs, they're still being thrown in as a special needs group, which I think is interesting. The other thing that I find interesting is because the techniques that we were taught in scaffolding and all the, you know, supporting with audio and text and offering multiple channels, it seems like a new approach to a lot of other teachers for other things. Another interesting thing that's happening in the U.S. is that the textbooks have become so complicated that even in the higher end schools, they're sending in literacy coaches to sit with these bright students to just be able to go through their history books or whatever, because there's just so much information. They're bringing in literacy coaches to help them pull content, and of course they use the same techniques that we were taught in teaching English as a second language, or whatever you want to call it, teaching languages, which I think is really interesting. So yes, when you go for special needs, ELLs are still lumped in there. Another thing I thought was interesting is they're still in the research stage of online learning. How and why do people participate, and how to teach effectively? And the budget's been cut so dramatically that now they're learning to mix funding for ELLs. Title I and Title III, I'm not sure exactly, but one is for very poor urban schools or rural schools. Doesn't have to be urban. I don't know if you all are aware of the UDL, Universal Design for Learning. I had heard a little bit about this in this book thing I made. I'll show you in a second. I learned about in the reading and writing course I just took. And this is a very nice organization. And this CAST Book Builder is one I experimented with. But it's just now Universal Design for Learning. And, of course, they're teaching a lot of the techniques that we know. And so they're talking about the opportunity for learning in this webinar. And they're talking about, you know, how do you give them these courses with the cost and the scheduling and credit problems, and, you know, how can they go full-time and get their school permission or districts. And the one I thought was amusing is, how do you do it, how do you deliver high-quality learning, which is still a big question for them. It's just, it was really interesting for me to see what stage, and, you know, Jeff, we were talking a little bit about this at the beginning while we were waiting for Robin, but Robin Jeff said some of his Korean students come over here and realize how far advanced the school systems are in Korea as far as technology. Then they went into the six challenges and the deficiency in curriculum, the lack of staff and lack of time, and they still are trying to find, you know, the students. They don't have a way to identify the students, which I thought was interesting. Course engagement, motivation, which is everyone's concern. This is the UDL. I just got a Gmail about something from Robin. All right, the second one I went to that was interesting was a school district in Texas were teaching about how they've been delivering online learning to the homebound and in-treatment students, which again is a consideration I hadn't thought about. You know, the U.S. is not the same as it used to be, and there are a lot of homeless children now going to school, a lot of children that live in hotels. These categories I thought were interesting. they're missing weeks or months, they're staying disconnected, and their groups are, they're either in the hospital, they're pregnant, they're in drug or psychiatric treatments, court-ordered placement, or homeless shelters. So these were different aspects that are not the traditional, oh, let's teach online. There's special areas. So this district in Texas has hired out a special organization that is filling in a lot of the gaps, because before they were taking teachers from the schools to visit the hospitals or visit the homeless shelters to deliver instruction. And so what they're doing now is they're showing, you know, how farming it out to this agency, which is a community service, they're able to reduce it. And basically the community service teachers are supporting the curriculum designed by the regular teachers. And these are some of their challenges. A lot of them have no records. They're not consistent. They've enrolled in many schools. And the staff demands. More challenges. Some of them in hospitals. They stay in motels for months. And again, there's a whole technology issue that they have to deal with, so they deliver the technology. In the old way of distance ed, trying to reach these particular groups, they either, you know, they see the teachers 1 to 4 hours. It's expensive and inefficient. This new way, using an agency to supplement, the students are getting what I thought the best takeaway. The students are getting real face-to-face time. They're getting real engagement by these community teachers that are going there and meeting with them. They can offer, you know, content trained people. And that's it for those two. So that was the big takeaway from those two webinars, which was a new angle and new perspective I hadn't thought about. There's not just teaching online to ELLs. There may be issues with the ELLs. Here's the book builder. Oops. I'm going to rush through this so we can finish up. Here's this book builder I did that is part of that universal Design for Learning. It's the CAST organization, and I used Sean Dowling's, oops, I gotta click on the right screen here. I used Sean Dowling's paper that Vance had suggested. Can you see it okay? Okay, so this is a universal design book builder. And it's very easy. You can use a preset avatar or coach. They call them coach. Or you can make your own, and I made my own. And these are audio files that you record. Did you hear that?
Barely.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But that's just an example. So you basically record, and they're very small, short audio files. So you record, and you can have 3 or 4 coaches that can prompt. And here you have some more. And there's a glossary you can make. They have some pre-made books. Robin, I don't know. You can look through.
Yeah, I'm looking for what link it is called. It's bookbuilder.com?
Yeah,
or
I'll show you in just a second.
Oh, okay.
So it just shows you can, a lot of it has the same type of template build, or the pre-made templates, you choose the book, but the same text design that you get with any of the cloud, like Gmail and that sort of thing, you can bring in little things. And here, this is an example. I made 2 words in the glossary, so it has a glossary. And you can, I didn't take the time to fill in the definitions. I just wanted to practice it. And then these are my concluding thoughts. And again, you can have standard audio, or you can have the coaches. And this, I will go back to, it's CAST, on UDL Book Builders. I'll be happy to email these to you. And it's also on my Postures blog, the link to this. So you can create and share, read books, and you choose the level, 1 through K through 12 or older. And I made my own, but there are some books already made, and you can share books. And there's an option that the students can add their voice recording. And it's nice. It's like kind of like a, here's a spotlight, but it's kind of, to me, reminded putting it there, the other, some pre-made coaches is what they call them. And it's kind of reminded me of a PowerPoint, putting it together. It's very easy because, again, they have the templates. I recorded everything in Audacity. Outside of that, I don't really have, everything is in my Postures thing. Here is my, I did a few. Here is the iMovie I tried to make that took forever, and here is the Login to Life teaser with Alice and the movie. I was interested. My cousin had MS. She's gone now, but she lived in a little tiny town in Kentucky, cut off from everything. And I often think that if social media had been more advanced, or Second Life, she had known about Second Life, it would have been a big world to her, or even e-learning, you know. So that was in 4 short weeks. It was a very superficial overview of assistive technology, but it was a new perspective.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and certainly appreciate both of your contributions to the course. I've had more participants sometimes with less interaction, so you guys kept it going and seemed very appreciative, and not only that, but you know, obviously taking things in directions of your own, which helped me to learn, and I suppose there are other people in the network who are also gaining from all this. So we had some really positive outcomes, so yeah, it's really nice to work with you.
Yes, it is, and I look forward to more MOOCing. I really like the idea of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, how long is this MOOC, the Change 2000?
Forever.
Through May. Forever, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. It's once a week. See, it's a very convenient time for me, though, Robin. It's like mid-morning on a Wednesday for me, so it's very easy for, or no, 12 o'clock. Jeff's Coolcast is a very convenient time for me. He's on a Wednesday. And so it's...
Yeah, that usually falls at nighttime for us, eh, Vance, I think?
Not a bad time at night. It's about 6:30 or something like that.
That's
in the evening.
Very bad time for me.
Yeah, but this is kind of a bad time for Jeff.
It's, yeah. You know,
it must be 2 o'clock.
It is. We've
there.
Passed 2 a.m. and it technically is coming up in less than 6 hours, and I should probably get some sleep in
there.
Well,
thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. I have one question, Jeff. How are you recording this?
Because
I'd have Camtasia now. Thanks to this last class.
Camtasia actually is a very nice way to record it, and they make it easy to record both ends of the conversation. I use Screencast-O-Matic and a little bit of Magic. the challenging part is to get both sides of the audio, so I have a whole guide on my site that I'll toss the link in for.
That's okay. I'll kind of... as we go along. I mean, you've been doing it for a while and you're so fluid. I mean, when I did this movie that's on the Postures, the last class I just finished was using multimedia, and we had to do Camtasia and iMovie, and so I really wanted to practice at it, and man, it takes a lot of
video
work.
Video editing takes forever, especially if you have any standards. Audio editing is a little faster.
Well, thank you. I won't keep you up any longer. And nice to meet you, Robin and Vance, and we'll talk another time.
Well, yeah. Thank you. It's been a pleasure crossing virtual paths with you all. Thanks for letting me hang out with you all. And I did want to say hello to Holly in the chat room who's been tuning in.
Oh. Cool.
Hi, Holly.
Yeah. Well, our networks just are ongoing. There's WebHeads. There's the Multiliteracies Network, which continues, and Jeff's always got a network going. World Bridges World, the world of World Bridges, all the bridges that he's building. And so he's been doing this for a long time, and I'm sure it's going to last forever. Or I always say that it's something worth doing is going to continue after you stop doing it. So, yeah, who knows? You know.
This has helped me to really push toward the Google circles. I just really dislike Facebook, and Google circles might be a nice solution of just staying on top of things. Mm-hmm. That can be another conversation. Thank you all.
Thanks, Kate.
Okay. Thanks. Well, anyway, very nice to see everybody, and thanks for the course. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Congratulations on your graduation. Don't stay out too late tonight partying.
Well, I'm going to take Ms. Trudy now for her. She's been very patient. We're going to go. There she is. I'm going to take her for her. She's now awake and ready to go.
Enjoy
timing
your
was
walk.
Good. Yes. Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye, Vince.